This is Dakota Datebook for December 6th. On this date in 1897, Milton Reuben Young was born in Berlin, North Dakota. After graduating from Lemoore High School, he went to North Dakota Agricultural College and Graceland College before returning home to run the family farm. In 1919, he married Melinda Benson of Berlin, North Dakota. They had three sons. Then came the Dirty Thirties with drought and depression. Milton became involved in politics, serving first at a local level on the County Agricultural Adjustment Act Board. In 1932, he was elected to the North Dakota House of Representatives. 2 years later, he was elected to the state Senate. In 1945, after Senator John Moses died, Governor Fred Ondahl appointed Milton to the open seat. He gave up running the family farm to represent North Dakota in Washington. He wasn't always universally popular in his home state. His 1952 endorsement of Democrat Richard Russell Jr. for the presidency caused a sensation. There were demands for his removal from the Republican Party, but he called Russell eminently qualified and chose to stand by his decision. In spite of the turmoil, he won re-election and spent the rest of his career in the Senate. He served on the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee and the Appropriations Committee. He formed strong alliances with Democrats to work on behalf of farmers. His target price concept in the 1973 Farm Bill continues to be in use today. According to U.S. Senate historian Donald Ritchie, every other senator knew that if you were talking about wheat and agriculture, you had to talk to Milton Young. Milton overcame some tough challenges. In 1946, when other candidates were returning to isolationism, he voted in favor of joining the United Nations. In 1974, his opponent's ads used Milton's age against him. Undeterred, Milton aired an ad showing him breaking a board with his bare hands. He easily won re-election. After the 1980 election, he was in line to become president pro tem of the Senate, but he chose to retire. In a show of respect, the Democrat-controlled lame duck Senate elected Milton Young as president pro tem, a position in which he served for one day. Senator Milton Young, who became known as Mr. Wheat, died in his Arizona home in 1983. He was buried in Berlin, North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.